As I mentioned, the church gives us readings that have to do with the second coming, with judgment, as we approach the end of the liturgical year. Advent is soon upon us, just to let you know. We don't like to talk about judgment. It's human, it's normal. And yet, the Lord is very hopeful. He is saying that if we can read the signs of the times, and if we know the Lord, we will be okay. They are hopeful signs. The one today was the fig tree. When I was growing up, we had a couple of fig trees, and the figs were huge. It was very good. And all the trees that lose their leaves and the bushes and such, they green up, and you know that spring is here. And our common sense tells us that not even our attempt to mess up the earth can prevent the earth from healing itself. We will be okay. We will not mess up the air and the water completely. I hope. That's our hope. That the Lord will continue to renew us. But our time will come. So the first point is, how are we living today? And I'll come back to that at the very end. These images of the darkening of the sun and the moon will not shine, and the stars will be taken away. And we heard a little bit also from the first reading about the dead shall arise, are also images from Good Friday. In Mark's gospel, he doesn't mention the dead rising from their tombs, but Matthew's gospel does, with the same images. The sun will be, you know, when Jesus died, the sun will be darkened and the moon and the stars will. And it was reported that tombs were open and the dead walked on the earth. That's Matthew's gospel on Good Friday. A point I want to make, because he says in the gospel that some folks will not die before, this generation will not pass away before it sees these things. Part of it is that they were expecting the second coming right away. And here we are, 2,000 years later, waiting. But in fact, we have experienced the second coming because of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Judgment has come to the world. That's what that means. We are his witnesses. And whether we live one more day, or you live to be 100, maybe, judgment has come upon us. We know the Lord. We need to keep that in mind, that we will be held accountable, and so will everyone else. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the first reading. It talks about Michael. Yes, the great Archangel Michael. He is mentioned only in two books of the scriptures. Daniel, the book of Daniel, a couple of times, and in the book of Revelation. And he's always the one who leads the victory of God. So I kind of like to remember that Michael leads our victory. In Hebrew, it means he who is like God. Michael. Michael, Michelle for the female. He who is like God. He is the source of God's power amongst us as he leads and guides us. And so we take comfort in the angels and saints around God's throne. Daniel, the book of Daniel, also mentions that there should be no fear for those whose names are in the book. The church sort of looks upon that as the book of life, the book of baptism. That our names are written in somewhere, wherever you were baptized, they're in some book there. And even if the book got destroyed, one of the things that happened after Katrina is many of the churches in New Orleans lost all their sacramental records. I think they had microfilmed most of them, so they probably could find them, but it doesn't matter. The book is there. Our names are written in the book of life, and the Lord will not let go of us. That's the key. And so we're very hopeful that the battle is won and we are in the book of life. I want to close with that idea of hope, of the fig tree blossoming. It's easy in these days to sort of look down. We see all kinds of not very good things going on in our world, in our country, in our church. We have all kinds of different scandals, and lawsuits are going to come. I can almost bet that that's going to happen. We just had one in my own diocese of Austin. These things continue, but we will survive. The tree will bud and bear fruit. And one of the reasons why I think we should take hope even with each other is, look, we aren't a full church, but you're here this morning at 7:30. People give us hope. We have ample baptisms and weddings. Yesterday I had 2 baptisms and 2 weddings. But we survived, yes. People still love, they still believe. We still have folks coming into the church and the RCIA, and we still have folks wanting to get confirmed who had kind of missed it along the way. We have folks who are seeking to know more about the Word of God. My only thought would be maybe more of you need to do a little more for reading and for thinking and for praying. You really can't plow ahead with minimal knowledge. So let us understand that the power of the Lord is within us. His Holy Spirit, our names are written in His book. Michael is leading the battle. And we have hope.